everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Cine Gang! Tagal nyo, guys. I had to hold that note for a little long. Was waiting for you guys to jump in.
Parang hinold mo lang wiwi mo. Ganun.
I do that a lot. Samahan nga ng prostate ko, Bisset. Anyway, we don't want to talk about that. What we want to do is talk about the exciting topic for today. So, Chef Shar, tell us all about it. What do we have in store for our listeners?
Okay, so by the time this episode comes out, no, April will be over. And April is Buwan ng Kalutong Filipino, which is a Filipino Food Month. So I think it's best na we sort of close the month of April by having as our guest the prime mover of Filipino Food Month.
Nice.
Kayo ba guys, alam nyo ba na April is Filipino Food Month?
Oh, naman.
Yes, because we mentioned it in the show. I mean, it came from you. you never fail to remind us. Right? So thank
alam
you about
naman,
that.
Alam nyo naman na ano, August ang linggo ng wika. O yun, di nyo alam yun.
alam ko rin yun. Alam ko rin yun. Ibig sabihin ba pag August, kailangan mag-Tagalog tayo sa podcast?
Mismo.
Wow.
Bawal English. Game. No English words at all.
Bawal.
Pero Chef Shar, you called it something. You called it something else. You didn't say it Filipino food, but what was the Tagalog of it? The Tagalog term for it?
Buwan ng Kalutong Filipino.
Buwan ng Kalutong.
Yeah. Papa-explain ko yan sa guest natin kasi crispy? Hindi ako yung
kalutong?
Expert yan.
Kalutong?
Luto, cook. Okay, gets.
Pero papa-explain ko yan sa guest natin kasi hindi ako yung expert. So, guys, I'm very excited. I think this is our first time to have our guest over. Guys, maraming nagsasabi na they want to push Filipino food. They want to promote Filipino food. Pero not everybody does the work. Maraming nagkukwento, maraming nagkukunwari. Pero itong taong to, talagang nagtulak. And how hard did he push? As in, napilitan yung gobyerno na umaksyon. Ganun kagrabe yung pag-push niya. So I'm very excited to have as our guest, no, the president ba or the chairman of the Philippine Culinary Heritage Movement, si Chef Jam Melchor.
Clap, clap, clap. Hi, Chef Darwin. Hi, Chef Ed. Hi, Richie. Salamat sa pagkumbida.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us, Chef Jam.
Nag-umpisa na yung Filipino. Yung Filipino. Pagkumbida.
Pagkumbida.
Diba? Yan. Okay.
So, Chef Jam, i-back up mo naman ako kasi hindi ako expert dito. Bakit nga ba yun ang tawag sa Filipino Food Month? Why is that the official name of Filipino Food Month?
I honestly don't know. Kasi sinubmit namin sa as Filipino Food Month. So, pagbalik sa amin, Buwan ng Kalutong Filipino na siya. Dumaan siya sa mga ethnolinguistic experts, tapos sa National Historical Commission. Ganyan. So, nagpa-salin-salin siya ng opisina at bago pinirmahan sa Malacanang, kailangan meron siyang representation na malalim talagang Tagalog. Hindi lang English. Okay. Kasi kami, ang gusto ko sana, Filipino Food Month, mas madaling maintindihan ng mga tao. Tapos, lalo na pag nagpo-promote tayo abroad, Filipino Food Month, madali lang.
Okay. Galing ha. So, talagang pinag-isipan, pinag-deliberatan. So, kumbaga, pinasa nga sa parang komite. Tapos, pagbalik sa inyo kalutong. Mga scholars. Anong etymology na ng term na yun? Tama ba yung ginamit ko? Etymology? Hindi man etymology, parang Jurassic Park, no? Iba yun, no? But etymology, tama, di ba? Kung ano yung, saan nanggaling
yung
word?
Saan nanggaling yung word? Ay,
yeah. No? Mamaya, mali-mali pinagsasabi ko, mga call out tayo.
Right. The root, di ba? The root word.
The root, oh. Saan galing yung kaluto? Is it from luto?
Yes. Noong una, ang pinasa namin is Buwan ng Kulinaryang Filipino. Tapos, dumaan pa siya sa napakadaming pag-aaral hanggang sa yung experts na pagdesisyonan nila, yung mga eksperto sa Tagalog, yung wikang Filipino, na yung term na kalutong, malalim na Tagalog siya kesa sa kulinarya. Parang mababaw level lang ang kulinarya. Mas malalim yung kalutong
Yeah. But chef, to interject, but wouldn't making it culinaria or something a little bit more colloquial appeal more to the ano, to let's say the younger generation or the the common folk, kasi like kami, di ba, we speak Tagalog fairly well, but kalutong Filipino was something new to us, di ba? But I mean, di ba? I mean that's just my thoughts on the matter.
Actually, parehas tayo, Richie. Ganyan din yung right. reaction ko noong una kong natanggap kasi sinabmit namin sa yung pinili mm-hmm. namin na pangalan, yung mas naiintindihan ng mas nakakarami. Tapos bumalik siya ganon. So we decided na pag i-promote ito nung primero pa lang Filipino Food Month para mas naiintindihan ng lahat.
Right. I think that's smart din. Man. Eh kung, I mean, choose your battles, di ba? At least approve na. If it's just the name naman, you can always, ay tama naman, you can use the Filipino Food Month. And in a way, it'll be nice also that, ano, that in a way you're kind of promoting the language, make expanding people's horizon pagdating sa, ano, sa deeper Filipino words, no? So,
ako, I think, thank you for that. My theory on this is that yung term na culinaria is technically not Filipino. Kasi parang it's drawn from a foreign word na ginawang Filipino. So I think that's why parang concern ng scholar is to... So parang for example yung...
Bakit Spanish, no? Bakit Spanish?
Yes, parang like yung mga colors natin, di ba? Like for example yung azul, I think has a different... Ano, wait, tama ba? Ano, like for example green, yeah. Verde ang ginagamit natin traditionally... Kasi it's easier to remember. Pero actually, ang totoong Filipino word for green is luntian. So, kasi yung verde is something
yung that was translated. Naman? Ano yung bughaw?
Yun, parang luntian. Azul at saka bughaw. Bughaw is blue. So, blue. Parang kumbaga, yung azul is from Spanish. Na we just, parang nasama sa language natin because they took us over, di ba? Parang yung uno, dos, tres, saka yung isa, dalawa, tatlo. Parang ganun siya. So, culinaria would count as a Spanish word na we just adopted as compared to yung kaluto, which is the real Filipino word for, you know, culinary or gastronomy or something like that.
Ooh, okay. That's nice.
So more on terminology. But I think one of the things na I appreciate nga is, di ba, when we do the demos for Filipino Food Month, ang laging reminder sa amin nila, Jam, is use English. Kasi we want to put this video up everywhere. Di ba?
Right.
So it's really nice na we use Filipino and all of that. But when we do our activities, we try to use English para internationally pwede rin siyang i-pass.
Okay. Jam, Chef Jam, ako dahil nga I was invited recently no to join no here no by submitting a video. Nagsubmit ako ng video, one of my old ones, paano gumawa ng ano, quick pickle in Tagalog, achara, 'di ba? So ako, iba't ibang achara naman, hindi yung mga traditional na papaya tinuro ko kasi we have to evolve we have to evolve as a culture, no? Eating culture. Sabi ko, hindi naman yung tulad dati, lahat may parang gagayatin lang na papaya sa ref nila, no? Na masisira na, na overripe. Tapos gagawin atsara or labanos. Ngayon, meron na ngayon mga cauliflower, di ba? Yung mga bell pepper, ganyan. So, inatsara ko. Okay lang naman. They said, re-review daw ng board, ng committee. Okay naman. It was fun being able to contribute. Now, I know I was just one of many. Ano ang ano naging parang schedule of activities nyo na feeling nyo, and is it still available online somewhere o kailangan live view lang ba? Panghikayat lang sa mga ano, sa mga listeners natin on ano, how to really understand what happens during this month. Is it just a whole month of celebration? Kasi sa New York may ano yan eh. Kunwari, New York Restaurant Week. Yan, every restaurant, nagpapa-special menu, di ba? Ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, wild datang chef, pupuntang New York. Sa, dito, for Filipino food, ano, month, ano ang nangyari?
Ganito kasi yan, Chef Ed, yung dynamics ng Filipino Food Month. Apat kami na consortium na nag-work together to organize the events. First is the Department of Agriculture, and then second is the Department of Tourism na bago lang sumali last September of last year. Third is the National Commission for Culture and the Arts, and fourth is yung Philippine Culinary Heritage Movement. So itong apat na to, syempre may kanya-kanyang mandate yan. For example, si agriculture, ang mandate niya is food security. Tapos si Department of Tourism, food tourism or gastro diplomacy. Si culture naman, culture, food as part of our culture. At kami, parang encompassing kasi brainchild namin to, itong Filipino Food Month. So ang una, nagpa-plot kami ng activities regional, NCR, international, saka private sector led. So yung KainCon is a collaboration between NCCA and Philippine Culinary Heritage Movement. Ito kasi ay iba't ibang speakers. May cook fest, may culinary film fest, merong mga webinars. So yung sa inyo, pumasok kayo sa cook fest. Iba't ibang mga tao, like ordinary people, yung mahilig magluto, yung gusto mag-share ng recipes, mga top chefs like you. Tapos para maramdaman ng mga publiko, nakasali talaga sila dun sa conversation ng Filipino food. Hindi yung iilan lang, yung usual suspects, ganyan. Tapos, ang Filipino Food Month, talagang hinit namin yung areas na hindi natin na target. For example, this year, hinighlight yung Mindanao cuisine. Nasa kalagitnaan tayo ng pag-promote ng halal. No?
Okay. Muslim so, sakto Mindanao. Pala, a few days ago, nakita ko yung one of the few Mindanao restaurants in the city, si Palm Grill sa Maginhawa, nag-celebrate ng 5th anniversary nila. I've never been, pero nakita ko nag-celebrate sila. So, sakto pala timing. Sila palang pinopromote ngayon na cuisine, no? Mindanao.
Yes.
Sige,
yes.
Carry on, Jam.
Kasi we felt like hindi naman makukompleto ang usapang Filipino food kapag hindi natin sinama sila sa conversation. Tsaka ang daming tao na like us, yung mga hindi nabibigyan ng pagkakataon pero yung puso nila nasa Filipino cuisine. Yun yung heart ng Filipino Food Month. Para lahat tayo magkaroon ng platform during this time of the year. Like for example, April 29 Friday, nagpadala ang Department of Agriculture ng 20 trucks na malalaki sa iba't ibang regions, no? Mag-haul sila ng fresh produce, 2 tons per truck. Babagsak namin sa Mall of Asia, sa concert grounds ng MOA. So ito, open sa public. We have been encouraging restaurants, caterers, na para ma-meet nyo yung mga farmers directly. Yung ganon.
Wait, when you say bagsak, libre, free for all, or hindi, bebenta naman at a very friendly price?
Farm gate price. Walang patong. Kasi, syempre, lately, ang dami nating issues with our food, like maraming smuggled. So, ito, direct, mami-meet ng mga restaurateurs, chefs, caterers, yung mga producers, pwede na silang makipag-coordinate directly para sa next harvest. Ganyan. Ito ay isa lang sa more than 100 activities ng Filipino Food Month.
Okay yan ah. Kasi I know of one outfit that kind of does that. Si Rural Rising. They've been partnering up with malls. Bibigyan ka ng kahon. Basta ano mapagkasya mo sa kahon na yan, 600 pesos yata if I'm not mistaken. So bala ka, parang nung gagawa ka ng Wendy salad dati. Kung gaano ka kagaling mag gumawa ng salad mo dun sa plato mo na yon. Yun. So same yata with Rural Rising eh. Kung gaano ka rami mapagkasya mo. And this is excess vegetables, yung matatapon na lang o mabubulok. So yung mga tao, okay lang. Ipipinakbit ko naman yan. Hindi naman salad yan eh, diba? So okay lang may konting mash. Hindi siya at its peak. Pero masustansya pa rin. Still vegetables, imbis na matapon, no? So, ang galing ha. Ang galing na movement na to, Jam. So, these are 20 trucks all over the country?
20 trucks na kinalat sa iba't ibang regions, about 13 plus regions. Tapos, Tig 2 tons of fresh produce per truck.
Wow. Good job. sa there's a part na may film viewing, no? Ano mga na-curious tuloy ako sa sinabi mo. May mga Filipino films ba tayo na nagpo-focus sa food ba?
Oh yeah, definitely. Nakakagulat din eh kasi for example si Chef Cocoy Ventura, dati siyang executive chef ng Willy Escudero. So dahil based na siya sa Isabela, umuwi na siya doon. Na-inspire siya na ipakita yung buhay nila as a chef, yung probinsya nila, i-showcase niya, ganyan. At sinali niya to sa iba't ibang film fest abroad, eh, yung mga entry niya. So I spoke to him, sabi ko, chef, pwede ba namin i-showcase under Kain Con yung mga obra mo? Sabi ko ganyan, total, na palabas niyo na during the pandemic, last year. Kasi maraming hindi pa nakakakita. And I'm sure marami pang gustong makakita. So, I felt like panahon siya, naakmang-akma dun sa Filipino Food Month. And then, si NCCA nakipag-partner with Cine Cabalen and then FDCP, Film Development Council of the Philippines. Tapos meron silang film committee, sub-commission. So, nagkaroon sila ng parang competition para itong mga young filmmakers gagawa ng culinary cinema entries na isasubmit at isu-showcase all throughout April.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. Yes, Char?
Ako, I'm just thinking about like, this is I think the third year, no? Chef Jam, this is the third, fourth year we're celebrating Filipino Food Month. Parang I'm excited to see how much it gets bigger, no? Feeling ko kasi nadaya tayo with COVID eh. Na parang nabawasan yung momentum of what this could be. But now that I think this year, you know, there were several really nice live activities. Parang na-excite ako for mga, you know, like 5 years from now kung nasaan na tayo. Or kasi parang yung maybe right now then the normal Pinoy still doesn't realize na April is Filipino Food Month. Pero feeling ko if we do this every year, parang ano siya eh, no? Papalo din yan finally sa isipan nila. So what do you think is key? Like anong next step for Filipino Food Month? Kasi you have really great activities. So obviously the next thing is increasing participation. Is it getting more artista? Is it getting more influencers? Or is it more of getting it into schools? Anong mas importante you think?
I think ang next approach namin is making sure na bawat LGU within the Philippines ay mag-celebrate ng Filipino Food Month. So yung goal for the next couple of years is influencing other agencies, for example, DILG, na hawak yung lahat ng national celebrations ng government. Automatic, dapat pag April may banner na sila. Yung NLEX, puno ng Filipino Food Month collateral, something like that. Kasi may resources naman yung government. It's just that dahil pinakabata pa ang Filipino Food Month, hindi marami pang pwedeng promotion na hindi pa natatap. Pero with where it's going, happy naman ako kasi ngayon hindi na namin nabibilang kung ilan yung activities. Paminsan nagugulat na lang kami, may mga Philippine embassy abroad na nagse-celebrate na in France, Japan, China, Korea. So tas yung mga local government, like mga provinces, municipalities, may kanya-kanya na silang national celebration. Kung through DILG will strictly enforce this national celebration, magiging mas malakas siya. Katulad ng Buwan ng Wika. Automatic, pag alam natin, August, Buwan ng Wika, lahat tayo naka-Filipiniana, naka-barong, naka-patadjong, o kaya Nutrition Month, pinagsusuot ng gulay yung mga bata, kahit corny. Alam mo yun?
What we're looking at here, and it's ano, it's still in its infancy pa rin up till now, Chef Jam, di ba? Kasi yung support niya, sabi mo nga, ngayon pa lang pumapasok sila, kunwari si DOT, na dapat, ano, crucial aspect yan sa pagpalaganap niyan all over the country, and maybe even abroad, di ba? Speaking of abroad, may mga nagmamount na ba ng parang kasabay niyo kunwari, o sa US, let's do this, sa London, ganyan. Kasi parang dati, alam ko, meron yung slow food movement, nakisabay tayo sa, this was a global movement. Tapos sumabay yung Philippines na tayo, may slow food din. Kasi our food tends to, ano eh, tends to lend itself doon sa slow cooking. Tayo rin ba, nalalabas na ba natin yung Filipino food month sa ibang bansa? O kulang pa, hindi pa kaya?
Actually, chef, nalalabas na natin. Nagkataon lang na ako rin yung head ng slow food.
So, I know, that's why naalala ko eh.
Yung synergy na pagsasabay-sabay ko yung network ng Filipino Food Month, malaking pasalamat ko kasi yung mga Filipino food movement sa States, sa Australia, ganyan, sila yung nagre-reach out. Ano yung pwedeng activities na ma-curate namin during Filipino Food Month? Meron din sa London na mga foodie, although wala silang formal group sa Europe na katulad ng mga Filipino food movement. Pero na-appreciate ko yung mga tao na kusang lumalapit, yung hindi mo na kailangan, uy, baka naman pwede kayong mag-organize. Kasi hindi na namin magagawa yon dahil sa sobrang dami. Tsaka napasa na yung Filipino Food Month as law. Parang para sa atin naman to lahat. Kailangan umi-effort na tayo kasi it's the only time of the year. Kasi kung isipin mo, ano pa ba yung ibang activity, food activity ng industry natin na inaantay natin? Wala na. Filipino Food Month lang. So ito talaga para lahat sa atin. So ako na-appreciate ko rin yung mga kasama natin, yung mga kaibigan natin sa industry na jam sa ano, April, ganyan. Sama mo na sa calendar yung ganitong event. O gusto mo, tumulong kami sa ganitong ganyan. O kami na bahala sa ganito. Malaking bagay yung paisa-isa. Tapos pag binuo na namin yung calendar, ma-overwhelm na kami. Wow, ang dami palang events.
Ito. Unsolicited advice. And when someone gives unsolicited advice, it's usually good luck, no? Kung paano mo i-receive. I think...
Depende naman sa klase.
Depende naman. I think maganda since now, especially now that we have as one of our co-hosts here, one of the, you know, most well-known food vloggers, you know, in the metro. You know, look at... Kung nakita nyo lang yung mukha niya right now, guys, no? Ano eh, baby na...
Anong tawag doon? Naka-angle? Naka-angle yung...
ano?
Blue steel yan, blue steel.
Blue steel. I think it would be good moving forward, no? Na we let it out through, ano, reaching out the young demographic via the vloggers, di ba? We have, as much as we laugh about yung mga social media channels natin like Instagram, TikTok, and all that, this is the way that, ano eh, no? That we are spreading the word, the gospel of food, no? Right. Next, advertise ko pa yung book ni Sharwin doon.
good yun, good job, good job.
Mm-hmm. That's how we've been spreading the gospel of food. Yan sila, Richie. Kayo ba, Richie? Tingin nyo, pagka Filipino Food Month, ano magandang gawin nyo, kunwari, as the... he's part of the, ano eh, this collective of food vloggers and bloggers, no? Yung Kain Tulog Gang, no? Yung KTG. Ano magandang gawin dyan na fun, Richie, tingin mo?
You know, one of the things that I wanted to ask si Chef Jam regarding the Food Month is because, syempre, the organization that you're part of has the word heritage in it. Diba? Are you very strict on keeping the sanctity of the original recipes the way it's supposed to be, or are you? How do you usually take the when modern chefs take a little bit of liberties to kind of modernize, let's say, an adobo or a classic na kare kare? No, they do their own twist. How do you see that?
I think Richie, siyempre, hindi naman sarado yung mind ko pagdating sa innovation and all. And hindi naman ako matanda, hindi naman ako lolo. Para maging gatekeeper, kahit taga Pampanga ako, paminsan gusto ko rin naman kumain ng sisig na may mayo o kaya may itlog.
Okay.
Yung ganyan, o kaya proud naman right. akong makakita ng isang sisig burrito truck sa San Francisco.
Mm-mm.
Although, pag pinag-usapan yung preservation, syempre, dun ako in sa mga traditional recipes, yung mga talagang preservation, documentation, pag napag-uusapan yung preservation. Pero pag promotion, naniniwala ako sa innovation. Kailangan din natin na mag-level up ng konti. And naniniwala ako yung Filipino Food Month is a platform for everybody.
Yes.
walang kami lang, hindi pwedeng kami lang, hindi mm-hmm. pwedeng kayo lang. Ang conversation dapat lahat tayo.
Totoo yan. Because I can imagine people, they don't even have to be a chef. They can be someone at home that has, whether it's, let's say I have an adobo, di ba? I shred it and then I put it into a taco shell or a soft taco or something like that, di ba? Just innovate it and say, wow, I was able to do this, do a modern twist to a Filipino classic, di ba? Whether I... like what our friend Explorations does, diba? He does it on shows on TikTok, how he was able to enjoy it in a new way. Diba? It's a classic, but it's a new way of enjoying it. I think, you know, if we can continue to do that, show how you enjoy, how you take the traditional, a traditional dish, and how do you amp it up to make it, you know, more than the normal, diba? Out of the box way to enjoy.
I don't know if I'm reading this right sa TikTok, no? Minsan meron silang mga challenge, di ba? Like, naisip ko baka next year we can do that. Let's pick a dish, whatever dish we want to highlight, mm-hmm. Filipino dish. And then let's create this challenge on TikTok na, you know, parang make your own version of this dish, di ba? Tapos, para lang mapag-usapan yung Filipino food on TikTok. I'm sure marami tayong mga TikTok creators ngayon na magaling... Now, whether chefs or home cooks, you know, na would have their own versions of a singular dish. I think we can target that for next April. Diba? I'm sure pag gumawa na ng video si Pickiest Eater, eh, gagaya na yung iba. Diba?
Sana hindi ko masunog yung kitchen.
sige, si Rina na lang.
Mas lalo na.
These are good suggestions. Chef Jam, you were saying?
No, help us make it fun. Kasi kami ngayon, hinihimay namin yung mga mas malalalim pang aspeto na naging nabuksan. Kasi yung conversation ng Filipino food, ngayon yung spotlight, hindi pa rin nawawala. Akala namin, nag-pandemic, matatabunan yung advocacy, pero hindi. Pero it's just the beginning. So help us make it fun. Maganda yung ideas na TikTok. I think yung mga bata ngayon, kung mga marami silang natututunan na walang kabuluhan, baka buusan natin ng may kabuluhan.
Maganda yun. Right. Magandang parang ending point yun eh. Mahirap nang tuldukan yung ganyang thought eh. No? Ito, kunwari ah, kasi matagal na hindi nagre-Rizal. No? Napunta ako sa Rizal the other day sa Angono. So, syempre, nagkaroon ng time before ang pagpunta ng Angono, ang sikat dyan is yung exotic. Pinagbawal yan a few years ago eh, parang early 2000s, no? Yung mga, buhaya ba yun? Kalimutan ko na, buhaya. Parang nakalimutan ko
bayawak.
Yung exotic dun eh. Basta, bayawak, buhaya tuloy. Bayawak, tama, bayawak.
Kinakain din naman ng buhaya.
Ayan. So, sabi ko, yung isa kong kaibigan dun na sikat na vlogger, no? Sabi ko, anong masarap dito, pare, kung bawal na yung exotic? Sabi niya sa Angono, itong duck, itik. Sabi ko, sige nga, laban ako dyan. Rinigaluan niya ako ng dalawang buo. So, syempre, ang dami nun. Dalawa lang kami dito sa bahay, no? Ang sarap, parang inadobo muna siya, tas prinito. Ganun yung lasa niya. Very good. As in, sabi nila, tapos, may parang local siya na plum sauce. Amazing, di ba? Adobo, pinirito, tas may plum sauce na dipping sauce. Sabi ko, may side dish pa. Sabi niya, Chef Ed, in-order lang kita ng side dish. Ha? Pagbukas ko, yung parang isaw ng duck at saka yung liver. So parang kumakain ka ng foie gras na local, di ba? Okay. Long story short, napakasarap, mind-blowing niya na dish. May mga natira. So sabi ko, how do we level this up? Ni-level up namin ng wife ko. May nakita kami mga bao na buns, no? Ginawa namin nice. Duck bao. So nagbagay, no?
Nice.
So stuff like that. Oo, sana we can, di ba, it's Filipino food, but we have to integrate na rin paunti-unti yung international na na mga ingredients maybe to make it more fun, young, and exciting. Does it really ruin your heritage, your culture?
Not at all.
That's a whole other episode, di ba? Yeah, not at all. For me, not at all. It helps elevate. Yeah.
Right.
Ako na mismo yung nagsasabi. Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Kasi there's room for everybody. Kung yan yung yes. trip mo, walang basagan ng trip. Dapat ganyan tayo yeah. lagi.
That's right.
I think when you say na we should make it, we should make Filipino Food Month fun, tama yung point ni Jam. Let's just make it fun. Kasi I think that's how you get more people to join. If we create a celebration of Filipino food wherein ito lang ang dapat, ito lang ang tama, lahat ito mali, I think maraming hindi sasali. But if we make it fun na parang...
Walang, no judgment.
I mean, walang no judgment, no basagan ng trip. Basta lang you incorporate Filipino food in your videos, in your activities. Pwede nang isama yan sa Filipino Food Month. Para lang may giant celebration in April, no? I mean, hopefully every month. But I think, you know, one of my dreams is, syempre, nag-hope ako na nakikinig si Idol Secretary Berna of DOT, no? Parang, dati ang dream ko is mag-create ng international list ng piyesta. Para yung calendar, pwede mong i-distribute sa mga foreigner. Mm-hmm. Kung gusto mo makapanood ng totoong piyesta, ito yung mga schedule this year.
International or national? Yeah. National.
No, I mean, like, for example, it's a list na you send to the international community para you invite them to come to the piyesta, di ba? Kasi baka mamaya mag-schedule sila ng trip for January, wala pala tayong piyesta doon. Di ba? Alimbawa, pero pag may listahan ka na March, ganyan-ganyan, may piyesta dito sa Quezon, kumari. So, pwede nilang i-schedule yung trip nila ng March. Eh, gusto ko, sana, ganun din with Filipino Food Month, na parang meron tayong calendar for the international community to come, di ba? Na parang, oh, gusto nyong kumain ng ganito, gusto nyong makapanood ng film festival, ito yung okay. schedule, di ba? Yun yung hope ko for
parang sa ano, kunwari, Japan. Punta kong Japan pagka may ano, cherry blossoms. Or punta kong Spain kapag may ano, yung bulls, yung running of the bulls.
Running with the bulls.
So schedule mo sa mga fiesta na yan, mga festival na yan. Okay. That's a good suggestion also, actually. Ayun. Chef Jam, this was a very insightful episode. Alam ko, bitin na bitin ang 30 minutes sa ganitong klaseng usapan. But at least this was a good primer for people who are interested and who want to know more about the Filipino Food Month. And thank you for enlightening us. Kahit kami na-enlighten eh. Ang ganda nga nung, ano ulit yung ano, the new term for it?
Buwan ng kalutong Pinoy.
Kalutong. Oh, buwan ng kalutong Pinoy. Kalutong.
Filipino.
Ano bang intonation?
Filipino.
Kalutong.
Kalutong.
Kalutong Filipino.
Kalutong. Filipino. Buwan ng kalutong Filipino. Galing, galing. So yun, Jam, thank you for being our guest for this evening.
Thank you.
Alam ko nga, kung hindi tayo promeno ngayon, abutin tayong 3 oras sa kakausap. But maganda yung ganito, bigyan muna natin ng ano, bitin na paasa na ano, na pagsasawsaw sa ating mga ano, sa ating mga guests muna, sa mga listener pala, no? Para maintindihan nila kung ano yung gusto natin mangyari sa pag-Filipino Food Month. And hopefully, every year, it gains more traction and more momentum. And that is, sana, more power to you, Chef Jam. Di ba? Ganun Ooh, dapat eh. More power.
More power to us. Tayo lahat.
Yes. Yes. So yun, guys. This has been another wonderful episode of the Sinigang. This is Chef Edward Bugia saying goodbye in behalf of our wonderful guest for this evening, Chef Jam Melchor, my co-host, Chef Charwin T., and the pickiest eater in the world, Richie Zamora.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Peace and goodbye.
Bye.